Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 400 miles above the Earth and cruising at 16,000 miles an hour, two American astronauts taking a spacewalk, one of them the first non-professional astronaut ever to do it.
The four-member crew that lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday settled into orbit aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon for today's mission highlight.
SpaceX is go for spacewalk operations.
One at a time, Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillis stood in the hatchway to test out a new spacesuit design. Before he climbed back inside, Isaacman, who funded the mission, took a look at the Earth.
It's gorgeous.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Francine coming ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane weakening to a tropical storm, but bringing a lot of rain as it heads up through Mississippi. The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate, trying to prop up mediocre growth in the economy there with lower borrowing costs for businesses and home buyers next week. The Federal Reserve is expected to do the same in this country. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers and the State Justice Department asked the High Court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Madison police are investigating multiple fires that happened yesterday they believe may have been set on purpose. Flames broke out in the 500 block of West Washington Avenue yesterday morning. Police say the fire started on the back of the building. Flames were getting to the third floor and there was smoke all in the attic. Firefighters got everyone out safely. Police say there were two other fires in that area right around the same time, so now arson investigators are on the case. That includes looking for a suspect in a dumpster fire. This was on West Johnson and State Street shortly before that fire on West Wash. They have surveillance video so they can see exactly what this person looks like. In the footage, the suspect they're looking for has light, short hair and a chest-length beard. You can see the stills on the Madison Police Department's website on their incident reports page. If you think you might know who he is, call Crime Stoppers or submit a tip through the P3 Tips app. You might be able to get a reward. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go. And that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Do you think Kamala won? And does that mean she may now win the election?
I think more accurately it's that Donald Trump lost. And this is not the worst debate performance I've seen in my career, but it's very close to it. The conversations about people eating dogs and cats, calling the leader of Hungary one of the greatest world leaders, repeatedly missing the opportunity to focus on inflation and affordability.
As we always open the show, you are correct, Frank Luntz.
Now, iron that shirt.
Yeah. Get a comb.
Some conditioner.
Otherwise. Bobby Kennedy Jr. also says Trump lost the debate. Is he gonna? Does he have to give back the right-wing money?
He might.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene says Laura Loomer is a racist?
Yeah. There's a huge fight going on.
I wasn't going to do this now, but, you know, that you brought it up. This is the best big bag of rats fight ever.
You remember the
best big bag of rats fight ever. Fight. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful. Hard to pick a winner.
They're fighting over who's more racist.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the deal over in Riverdale? Is, I don't know, Betty or Veronica? Is Betty out now? Because Laura Loomer was on the plane. Oh, and then also she's a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, yeah. And he went to the 9/11 memorial with Trump.
Right.
Because you cannot write this news cycle anymore.
Right. No.
But so what's going on? Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. What? Is Marge on the outs? With Archie? What's going on? Marjorie Taylor Greene and far-right commentator, don't fight. You're both racist in totally different, unique ways.
Yes.
They butted heads on social media. Loomer made an egregiously racist post about Kamala Harris because, did I mention, she is a racist.
Right.
Okay. She said, the White House will smell like curry if Harris wins.
Whoa.
And White House speeches will be facilitated by a call center. Aha, so hilarious.
Oh, I get it.
And the American people will only be able to convey their feedback through a customer satisfaction survey at the end of the call that no one will understand because ha, 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 Indian call center.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for hogging all the comedic talent on our side, but it's just the way it is. Okay, Green said, this is appalling and extremely racist.
Wow.
She said that.
Laura Loomer, by the way, fought back and said that the N-word is one of Marjorie Taylor Greene's favorite.
Right.
And also called her a whore. But anyway, that's not important now. Let's get back to...
She is.
She said it does not represent who we are as Republicans or MAGA. Yes, it does. It completely represents how racist you all are. Mm-hmm. This does not represent President Trump. Absolutely, it represents. Mm-hmm. Okay. This type of behavior should not be tolerated ever. Loomer, known for her extreme anti-Muslim belief, fired back at Green in multiple posts attacking her personally. This just, I can't even get through the story to care about a winner of this fight of Ebola and
it's like leukemia and cancer fighting.
Yeah, fight, fight. Let us know how it goes. Loomer was on the plane to the debate. Maybe did she get some good last-minute advice from him in addition to Tulsi and Matt Gaetz? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tulsi. Tulsi didn't run to a microphone.
Yeah, I don't wonder why. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Usually she, you know, you can't get between her and a microphone. Very otherwise true. You'll get trampled.
Let's see here. Let's see. Who said, I think Vice President Harris clearly won the debate in terms of her delivery, her polish, her organization, and her preparation? Is there any other things to judge it on? Who said that?
Frank Luntz.
No, dead brainworm, idiot, anti-vaxxer, moron, Bobby Kennedy. Okay.
They could judge her on the talent, on the talent portion.
Can I just say, I never think this can get more pathetic. But him going into the spin room to say he won and then calling into Fox News. So now there's more statements from the bassinet. It's weird. He doesn't want to do another one.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Mr. Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere. So okay. This is now Mr. One
right.
And Done.
Right. Because it's like a fight, Chris. And the person that loses always asks for a rematch. So he's Apollo Creed, I guess, in this scenario. Ain't going to be no rematch, even though because he won. And
But we saw what happened to Apollo Creed.
He didn't see the rest of the Rockies, did he?
Exactly. Was it four?
Yeah. Don't spoiler alert.
Oh, come on.
We're on like seven movies now.
If he dies, he dies.
And Apollo Creed dies.
That's my Dolph Lundgren. Okay. If he dies, he dies. Okay.
When did Mr. T come? He was in three, right?
He was in the third one.
But he didn't kill anybody?
No.
Okay.
Are you done?
I've never seen a Rocky.
This is the statement.
You've never seen any of them?
No.
Please just watch the first one.
Voters and voter polls showed... which polls were those that show he had a great debate?
17 of them, he said.
Yeah.
He said 17 of them.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay. People are starting to give me credit for having a great debate.
Computer says no.
No, baby. Just your yes men around you have been ordered to tell you that it was a great debate.
The voters and voter polls showed it.
Computer says no. Mm-hmm.
But the fake news media wasn't going to give me credit that was due. Now there's...
So Lindsey Graham is now a part of the fake news media?
How much longer do we have of this? Now they're seeing the results with independent voters, evangelicals, and more, and saying, wow! People are saying wow.
Yeah.
They are saying wow about this debate. He is finally, even broken clock. Okay. Remember, I wasn't debating one person. I was debating three.
Oh,
they should fire everybody at ABC Fake News, whose lightweight anchor brought disgrace out of the company. Baby took a breath.
Uh-huh.
Thought he was cried out? No.
Uh-huh.
He added another post. She lost the debate last night.
No, she didn't.
Okay. A CNN flash poll said 63% of viewers thought Harris won. Neil Cavuto said Trump decisively lost. Frank Luntz, as we just saw. And Matt Drudge went on to declare Trump's campaign dead.
Matt Drudge has been
most sincerely dead.
Matt Drudge has been anti-Trump for about 10 years now.
Wow. So far they've threatened to... Trump said he won, but he's going to take ABC's broadcast license.
Right.
And he wants all of us to boycott ABC. And
ABC
doesn't
have a broadcast license.
We're not done. One Fox News commentator shared calls by her colleague at the Federalist for ABC News to lose its license and the debate moderators to be criminally charged.
With what?
Don't be ridiculous, Jody. They don't mean with what? There will be no with what in a second Trump term.
Each affiliate has their own licenses.
Read Project 2025 just because. Hours later, she retweeted another article calling for ABC News to be federally prosecuted for illegal contributions to Harris's campaign.
Oh, that's funny.
In the form of...
That's funny.
Something. Okay. Wow.
Eric Erickson said that Trump lost.
Yes, Trump said ABC took a big hit last night. No. I believe almost
60 million.
60 million people.
Yeah, it was like the highest, highest debate ratings of the modern era.
ABC News,
yeah,
took
practically MASH ratings.
Yeah,
ABC News took as big a hit as Taylor Swift's career is going to take.
Oh yeah.
She may be down to 282 million Instagram followers this morning, people. She may be, I don't know,
she
slightly
won an award
less
last
than
night.
$11 billion she makes this year.
She won a VMA last night.
Yeah, she did. And the New York Times interviewed some conservative Taylor Swift fans, and they're like, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why would they? Right. They love her. Why do they care?
Right.
Trump went on to say, I mean, to be honest, they're a news organization. They have to be licensed to do that. They ought to take away their license for the way they do that.
Don't have a license.
Mehdi Hasan said, totally normal response for losing a debate, not authoritarian or dictatory at all. By the way, this is the free speech champion that Elon Musk keeps yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Musto said, I was great. I won. I was amazing. What a triumph for me. He obviously then caught wind of the feedback. It was an unmitigated disaster for him. ABC News should lose their license. That's fantastic.
Okay, each affiliate has a license. Disney. It's corporate overlay.
And even if he takes away every ABC affiliate's license, they still have places online that they can stream this.
Exactly.
And which don't require a license.
Exactly.
So it's such empty threat.
What's her name? It's David Muir.
Muir.
And who's
Lindsay
the other?
Davis.
Lindsay Davis.
Yeah,
she's getting trolled, the poor
thing. Like, woo! They're going to get pulled over this morning. Get out. You're under arrest for what? Facts. Stuff. Get the
stuff.
Car.
Yeah, you're under arrest for stuff.
Stuff.
Okay. Also, by the way, I'm sorry. I mentioned this, but I think they did fine. I keep saying it's like trying to fact-checked a wild, rabid beast that just, like, spews lies at a velocity that is
I think they did better than anybody so far.
You know what it is? Of course, I was thinking this. It's just the bar is so low.
Right.
We're so used to no journalism, no fact-checking, that they did much better. But I agreed with Rude Pundit said, I'm finally watching debate. The main assist the moderators gave was to Trump by letting him respond to out of turn constantly to spew more lies and not doing the same for Harris. They did. They clocked the amount of time. Mm-hmm. Trump did get way more time.
Sure.
And I kept thinking that. Like, he's just going to repeat the same lies. Don't let him. Every time he went, they let him talk again.
Yeah, I'm not too upset about that because Kamala Harris used her time so effectively
that she did a great job. Right.
Yeah.
She still did a great job.
Right.
And Tristan Snell said the same thing. He said, what good is it to have a microphone you can cut off if you turn it back on every time Trump starts screaming into it? And I just, once again, he's given way too much deference.
Yeah.
I can't remember but it was very lopsided, the amount of time that she got.
It was, but she used her time a lot more effectively than
he did. But it's just, it just stop. There won't be another debate.
No, there won't. He's a puss.
Oh, the phrase boycott ABC has trended among the snowflakes.
Okay.
These are the free speech people.
They are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Not that kind, though.
No.
Not that kind where your stated obvious fact that dogs and cats aren't being eaten. And God, I forgot.
Or the geese.
I forgot the fun fact, by the way, that Kamala Harris is doing transgender surgery on illegal immigrants in prison. So.
Yep. That takes some doing.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, putting a shiv in a cake is one thing, but damn, she is good. She's a ninja.
She's
an honorary goth ninja.
Makes me want to vote for her even more.
Exactly.
How else do you handle this election cycle but with humor and snark? Because it's just, I literally stopped being able to even so long ago. Uh-huh. I don't even know what I'm doing now.
Aww.
I'm obviously not evening. Okay, pundits agree Harris won. NPR said the debate wasn't even close. Fox News voter panel said the vice president had been the victor. Hannity said ABC Disney is officially a woke left-wing operation.
They've been called that
for a boycott
so
of
long.
All Disney properties.
Yeah.
Hey, your lines are going to be a lot shorter for the roller coaster at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
Thanks, Sean.
It's a benefit.
Conservatives have been calling for boycotts of Disney for decades.
I'm boycotting them because they fired me, so that's...
Well, we did work for them, didn't we?
Yes, for a minute.
Yeah. For a minute, for 3 years.
I think
years.
Until Michael Eisner stumbled on the show. And he's like, what? Wait, who okayed this?
Yeah. You worked for them for 3 years. I continued on for another 4.
That's a conversation he probably had in common with, you know, Al Gore from Current TV and Oprah from Oxygen. Who greenlit this? Who okayed this thing? This
Stephanie Miller
monstrosity.
I bet you was his son Brett.
What was one of my favorite Jim Warren imaginings was Al Gore. Going, this was not my best decision. I should have left this show in a lockbox. Okay.
Then he sold the network to
Al Jazeera.
Oil.
Probably because of me.
Yeah.
That's the second network I killed. I killed Oprah's network, Oxygen, too.
He sold it to Qatari Oil.
Yeah, you know what? Anyone can get fired or get a TV show canceled. Not many people can bring down an entire network. You're welcome. Okay.
John Fugel saying thank you every day. He was the last show before they switched over to Al Jazeera.
Oops.
Uh-huh.
John Fugelsang, and then what do they do now? Is it stars, bars, and
what?
Color bars? What do they do when it goes to nothing? Just
Yeah, test pattern.
Yule log?
Yeah.
Yule log. Which is still a smaller log than John Fugelsang.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hey, we have a big...
You're lucky I'm tired.
you barely have the energy to gin up your normal disappointment.
Exactly.
And that is disappointing to me. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Jody does not. We don't have to be disappointed in Jody ever because she's 20 years ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
She knew about
smart.
Credo Mobile.
She's smart.
She's smart. We first started doing this. She goes, I know. I've been using them 20 years. I mean, come on. That's foresight.
It is.
I was going to make a foreskin joke, but that doesn't even make sense. I am so tired.
Please don't.
My point is, you don't have to choose an Oogie company with your phone company.
Gross.
They're America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. They give $11 billion to causes that you know and love, like Planned Parenthood. So important right now. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from your phone company. The nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. You can bring your current phone, your current number, and bam, go to CredoMobile.com for back to school. They'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring your phone into Credo, and they'll donate $50 to Donors Choose to provide school supplies to teachers. Yay! Teachers who need them. All teachers need them. This is fantastic. Go now to CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Stephanie Miller.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Lend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Oh, oh, should not have posted that AI fake Trump endorsement. What can you make her do now? Now she endorsed Kamala Harris and over like 330,000 people
just registered. Yeah.
Right, went to vote. What is it? Oh, shoot.
Vote.gov, vote.org, something like
something
that.
Something that she tweeted out.
Within the first, like, I don't know, hour. just hours of when she did her endorsement. Oh, yeah. Chris, who said of Taylor Swift, I don't think many people are going to be influenced by a billionaire celebrity who I think is disconnected from the interests and problems of most Americans?
The Bugaloos.
No, that's idiotic douchebag J.D. Vance. Who, look at the guy next to you. Who are you running with? He said that about Taylor Swift.
Right, yeah. Without any sense of self-awareness
at all. No, please notify Alanis Morissette.
Yes,
and the affiliates were going long with irony this morning.
Isn't it ironic?
Irony is coughing up blood in the dumpster in the back alley. Marine Atlanta has some Marjorie Taylor Greene gossip.
Oh, hi. No.
Do tell. Girl fight.
You get out your teacup.
Oh, yeah. Spill the tea.
The thing. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene's district touches on the northern metro Atlanta area, where a lot of tech companies have
She also touches on a lot of guys at CrossFit, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah, well.
Allegedly. Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Allegedly. So here's the thing. A lot of those folks who are in the tech companies are South Asian and are moving into her district.
Right. Yep.
So first of all, she had to address that. But second of all, Margie has an opponent, Sean Harris. Mm-hmm. And Sean Harris is, wait for it, he's black.
Oh, no!
In case you haven't noticed, he's black. Okay. Wow. All right, well. Thanks for that inside Georgia gossip, Marie.
Wow. Okay. So that it takes needing votes to change your racist ways, huh?
It doesn't mean she's not racist.
At least to try to look like
to pretend like you're not racist to get votes. Thank you, Marie. All right. Thank you very much for that fantastic Georgia gossip. We're just running long with so much fun already.
Huh? I'm up. I'm awake.
I didn't get much sleep either. Oh, my God. Okay, we have Carl Frisch. We have Dr. Doom. We have Dana Goldberg. We got a regular Thursday show, everybody.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Wisconsin's bow hunting season for deer starts Saturday. The season runs until January 5th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities arrested a woman they say was stealing mail from people's mailboxes and had piles of it. Columbia County deputies learned people's mail was stolen last week in Decorah and Otsego. Then Dane County deputies were like, hey, that's been happening here too in the northern part of the county. Officials tracked down a 20-year-old woman. They arrested her in La Crosse. Authorities say they recovered tons of mail and more charges and arrests may be coming. And from listeria in deli meat to salmonella in eggs, there's been a lot to look out for in what you eat lately. September is Food Safety Education Month. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says there's one thing you can do to help prevent foodborne illness.
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness.
Haney also recommends using separate cutting boards for meat and other foods to avoid cross-contamination. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Gov.
They see one candidate, Kamala Harris, who is composed, who looks presidential, and they see the other candidate, Donald Trump, melting down on stage, offering these wild lies, still telling the country that he won the 2020 election, making up things about immigrants eating pets. That's why 90% of people thought Kamala Harris won the debate.
On Fox News, that was Senator Murphy on Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's fun, and look who's here.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. I'm sorry, I'm still doing a happy dance. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Oh, you're doing resting Trump bitch face.
Yes.
Carlos did resting Herman Munster face yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you'll have to fill me in because I only saw about half the debate because I was consoling Dexter for what seemed like hours after the debate when he heard what Trump said people are doing.
You know, Clyde also seems like he's very interested in certain TV shows, so he was watching very intently. So I don't even know where to start. So, wow, that's good news for us. Nearly 60 million people watched that. So, Carl, we were saying for those of us that marinate in all this and think, oh, my God, how could anybody be undecided? This is insane. Some people, I guess, are just, right, they say after Labor Day, are just now paying attention and tuning in and going, oh, wow, that guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's interesting. The debates are the opportunity when more Americans are tuned in to one moment in politics than any other time throughout, you know, 60 million is what, three times more people than either of the conventions on any given night. So it's a big opportunity. And if you want to talk about a home run, I mean, you know, it was bases loaded. It was a grand slam. I'm trying really hard with these sports metaphors. she did an exceptional job. And, you know, that was only magnified by how awful he did. And, you know, you've played a couple of clips from Fox News the last 48 hours. And the fact that those exist tells you how bad it was. Because if it was on the bubble, it would have ignored reality.
Right.
Well, they would have just completely made up what was going on.
Right. I mean, it was, you know, as we hate to say it, but the flip of the last debate, right? I mean, it wasn't the last. Trump did so great in the last debate. He still lied like an MF-er like he always does. Yeah. It's just that Biden did so badly that that's where all the focus was. But,
Jared Moskowitz had the tweet that won the night when he tweeted, I have word that Nancy Pelosi is quietly working the phones to get Donald Trump.
I saw that. That was funny.
See, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Right.
We're all good now. I mean, I was going to say, here's another, because, you know, you're a campaign strategist guy, right? You look at not just, you know, debates, but polls and XYZ. But I thought this was interesting. Jalala on Twitter said, Trump will lose because he can't get close to the 6% of third-party voters that he got from Bernie Bro voters in 2016. And it just goes through the 2008, 12, 16, and 20. So 6.5 million people voted third party in 2016, 2.8 million voted third party in 2020. That's because, as I've said exhaustively, Carl, over the years, Russia really was the factor in 2016. It was their disinformation campaign that worked exactly as it was designed. And I think we're kind of hip to it now, the Russian disinformation.
Yes, and it was also the, see, I do improv. It's also the end point of a 25-year, multi-billion-dollar effort to shape the opinions of Americans about Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah.
And so, regardless of what we think about the candidates, let's take this back.
Yeah.
The numbers don't lie.
True.
People didn't like Trump. They didn't like Hillary. And I'm saying people, generally.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but large enough numbers for it to matter. The same thing was shaping up for 2024, right? People didn't like either of them. some people.
Yeah.
Right? Enough matter.
Right. Yes. And she got right. Trump got a massive assist from Russia, from WikiLeaks, and from James Comey, ultimately. Yeah.
And those things, by the way, were calculated to underscore narratives that the right had been playing about Hillary Clinton for a generation. Yeah. So it's not like they just said, well, do whatever you can. They said, what do we have that can undermine trust and make her seem like she's not telling the truth? Because those are things that they've been working on her for a generation.
But also, Carl, I was going to say a massive amount of illegal help, as we see, right? Not just a hush money trial, the National Enquirer. I mean, Trump had such a massive amount of illegal help, cheating, whatever you want to call it. I guess some of the courts will still work all that out. But I mean, so I think there are a lot of factors we don't have this time. You know, like when Vladimir Putin says, I want Kamala to win, we're like, oh, please, mother. We know you want the guy that's going to give you Ukraine, right?
And we know that, you know, Hillary didn't win by or lose by much, right?
Yeah.
Right. She won the vote by millions and was it 40,000, 20,000 votes? I don't remember. Across the states. So the other thing I'll note is that the focus groups were telling that we saw publicly, and they always tend to, the non-candidate driven focus groups tend to be a little bit more accurate, with most people who were in there undecided saying if they had to pick somebody coming out of it, I think the one I saw had 12 people saying Kamala Harris and 2 people saying Trump.
Yeah.
You know, and so that matters. Well,
when we say, oh, how can you be undecided and how could this even be close? Because I think that is a big part of it. Most people just don't pay any attention to politics like we do. And now it's like, I have to go, like, this is what was great about the debate is we didn't need the mainstream media. People have eyes and ears. They can see how effing crazy he is, like what we've been talking about for 8 years, right?
Here's why it's smart what the vice president did in the debate. The people who don't pay attention like we do, not that they don't pay any attention, they're just not following every twist and turn every day.
Right.
They have alerts on their phone letting them know whenever the latest news is breaking about the presidential race. But what they do feel is the price of groceries. They feel the price of electricity at home and the price of gas and all of these kind of pocketbook issues. They feel that. And that's why the message around, like, inflation is going lower and unemployment is at record lows doesn't work on them. And that's why they're undecided. So what did you see in the debate? You saw Donald Trump not say one thing to win those people over.
Right.
And what did you see from the vice president? Over and over and over again. Here is my plan for an opportunity economy where we're going to help new families. We're going to help people find homes and buy homes and take part in the American dream. We're going to create new jobs over and over.
Yeah.
She, you know, Chris Hayes had a smart way of describing this on MSNBC. He said she would talk about what her plan was, and then she would kind of dangle and drop the chum in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then stand back, and she would watch Trump get his opportunity. And you know what was crazy is that he even...
That's what I was thinking. For someone that's scared of sharks, I was thinking, we're going to need a bigger boat. She's throwing too much chum. This is going to be ugly.
I think she was also putting electric car batteries in the water. and so he didn't just take the bait. He pursued it further, right? So everybody had opportunities to go back. He sought extra opportunities to go back and still dig the hole even deeper.
Yeah.
You know, it says a lot that his own, that he had to go into the spin room. He is not his best messenger.
Oh my God.
But he knew that if he went into the spin room, he would take up the oxygen and people would focus on him.
I have a plan, by the way, for undecided voters, and saved for you because you're, you know, noted campaign strategist. We need to send John Bon Jovi door to door to talk the remaining undecided people off
the
bridge.
Yes.
Yes. Just, you know, calmly.
Sure.
That's a fantastic story.
It is. It's a sweet story.
He talked, right? A woman was going to jump in Nashville off a bridge, and the surveillance footage caught him talking her down.
He was there filming a video.
Yeah, they were shooting a music video.
Right.
Yeah.
And shows him her hugging him. I'm just saying, John, come on. For America, go door to door.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, some of these polls, Carl, I can't remember what percentage it was that I need to know more about Donald Trump. I'm like, what? What more do you possibly need to know? I mean, so I don't know.
I would enjoy not learning anything more about Donald Trump other than what his, like, meal requests are in prison.
Yeah, this Vote Vets tweeted, just every day, Carl brings a new, Donald Trump brought a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, Laura Loomer, to a 9/11 memorial ceremony today as a guest. So in a matter of weeks, he smiled with a thumbs up over the graves of our fallen at Arlington, fist pumps in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and then invites Loomer to a 9/11 ceremony. Every time you think he can't sink lower, he gets his shovel and digs deeper.
Yep.
I mean,
I believe it's in New Yorkers. I don't know if you saw the video of the woman at the, at the, who she's like, I've been here for 20 years. Where the heck have you been?
Atta girl.
It just reminds you all that, you know, the facts about not just negotiating with the Taliban, not just inviting them to Camp David, but on the anniversary of 9/11.
Right. Yeah.
He's such a traitor to the United States through and through.
Did we really expect Donald Trump to do something that fits the occasion on the, you know, 20 plus anniversary of 9/11? When on 9/11 itself, the things that he wanted to talk about was how his building was tallest in New York.
Yeah, exactly. And I went down and helped a little bit at the rubble. He's always been such a liar. I've lived in New York since the 80s. He was such a liar. Everything about everything. Marla Maples, just a friend. That's the first thing I heard about him.
I mean, for people that don't know, they can find this footage. Donald Trump on the phone, just like you've seen a million times on cable news since he became a candidate. And they're talking to him about 9/11 as it's happening, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't say, like, I'm so worried for our city. Right. I'm so worried about the families that have lost these loved ones. Instead, he talks about how people are telling me, you know, now my property on whatever street is now the, you know, was the third tallest building. Now it's the largest.
Always about him. And you're right. Kamala Harris, like... First of all, he wouldn't look at her.
Right.
So I'm wearing my say it to my face because he still didn't say it to her face because he's too much of a see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she looked right at him. And also, but you're right, Carl looked right at us. I love the line about, I didn't ask when I was a prosecutor, are you a Republican or a Democrat? I asked, are you okay?
Right.
And that's like, I felt like she was saying that to all of us. Are you okay? Let me help. How can I help?
Yeah. And we knew it was on, game on. The minute they walked on stage and you saw him beeline for his podium, when everybody knows the first thing you do at the debate is you meet in the middle, you shake hands, you go to your podiums. He didn't want any of that, and she did not let him off the hook.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was perfect. Mm-hmm. Power move, alpha move. Fantastic.
Yep.
It's just all she had to do was pee on him. That would be it all game over.
Oh, God.
Stephanie. He likes that. She knows he likes
it. Tulsi Gabbard's business and debate prep is going to go anywhere after this?
How's her debate prep business going?
Taking out ads on the back of the yellow pages. I don't know.
How many rubles does that cost, her service?
$400,000 a month.
Okay. Ah, Carl, you're just a scamp and a delight, and I love you.
You are. We love that.
We at Sexy Liberal in Los Angeles.
Yes.
So. Oh, my God. We have both President Bartlett and Luke Skywalker and other things we can't tell you where we would have to... kill everyone in this radius.
But I know if those are the people you're talking about and there are also surprises, I mean...
We're saving both America and the universe.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, we love you, Carl. Can't wait to see you. Mwah!
Everyone.
All right.
Bye,
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I have to carry 1,000 bags of groceries up the stairs because
nobody helps you, Elf. Yeah,
I need to be powered by something.
You need it. You want the exercise.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to hike later, and that'll be the least of my exercise of the day.
It's a good Stairmaster thing you
had. I'm bitter about it.
She's fine.
Chris
She's fine.
Because I got a muscle workout as well as an aerobic.
Yeah, you got Stairmaster thing going on.
Sweaty on my neck. Okay, listen, Morning Kick is strawberry lemonade flavor, and it has 10 supplements in there. You don't even have to worry about when and different pills and what days and blah.
Right.
10 supplements in one. Everything you need. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for energy, stuff for your goat health and
sure.
your gut health.
Sure.
If you have
the
goats,
two goats here.
You will take better care of them with more energy.
Oh, boy.
But also your gut health. Nice save, Chevrier.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was a hockey reference. He was a goalie.
Yeah.
Okay. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Oh. Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, as the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set, made from premium viscose from bamboo. These sheets are unbelievably soft and get softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and you get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. Well, we all do business with companies we don't like so much. That huge online retailer, clothing brands that make their clothes who knows where, fossil fuel companies. A lot of the time we don't have a choice, but your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching to Credo is easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0511.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land. Only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org. for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I want to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My front door.
Oh, really? And did the bear knock or use the doorbell?
He used the doorbell. It was Smokey Bear.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, my husband was burning leaves in the yard. He just came inside for a second.
Not a good idea.
Smokey said the same thing. He said to never leave a fire unattended because it could lead to a wildfire.
Yeah, but if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Smokey said that too.
We go way back. I knew him when he was just a cub.
Oh, how cute.
Rangers are many things, ma'am, but cute isn't one of them. Have a nice day. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The show brought to you by superhero Jon Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Ooga, 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 ooga. And superhero, dog superhero, cat superhero, Dr. Marty.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to talk your dogs and cats down off the bridge. You know why?
Why?
Because you feed them Dr. Marty's, and so they know that you love them the most of all the things in all the world.
That's right.
I say that every day to my dogs.
Cute.
I love you all the
McDonald more than all the things in all the world. That's how they're like, whatever, just put the Dr. Marty's in the bowl.
Yeah.
I was mentioning Clyde is an avid television watcher.
Oh.
He was paying particular attention to the TV commercial about the other dog food, and I literally had a conversation with him. This is either a story about how crazy I am.
Yes.
Or how much I love my dog, or maybe both. But I had a long conversation with him. I was like, you don't want that food. That's not the good stuff. It's gloppy, and it's messy.
Oh, that food.
And you got to put it in the freezer. It's not good. Okay, so anyway, he's like, oh, thank you. Save up to 54% off right now on the best dog food in the world. Right, Clyde?
Clyde wants to crunch his food. He doesn't want his food to glop.
No, no. This is raw, freeze-dried, full of superfoods, full of flavor. They love it. 54% off right now if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Okay, I'm just saying I am a liberal helper, and I am a big thinker.
You are.
This is the big picture. This is me. John Bon Jovi, door to door. Talk Trump voters down off the ledge. So come on, come with us. We have a DJ for the roll call. We have taco trucks. Come on, come to our side. So much more fun.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a fake smile, Jody. Thanks a lot for that fake.
It's my Miss America smile.
We even have hot dish.
Yes, lots of hot dish.
Mm, yeah.
Yes. At the Harmar.
Dishes to pad. Right? Like Oprah said, there's a plate at the barbecue for everybody.
That's
at
right.
At our barbecue. Hmm. Okie dokie. Katie in Hudson, Mass. Hello, Katie.
How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Listen, I wanted to see if when J.D. Vance repeats the lie about people eating their pets, I would love to see someone say, well, are those same constituents have any concerns about you masturbating into couch cushions? Because I think that they should bring that lie up as well.
Scampery is my job. Katie, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I hadn't mentioned that yet. That this is the thing about Trump being so ridiculous. He's made his entire party ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So now J.D. Vance has to double and triple down on this horrible racist lie that even the Republican governor of Ohio has called out. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we make fun because they're so ridiculous, but it's horrible and racist, and the Haitian community, of course, is terrified.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it puts a target on them.
Yep. Right. And by the way, by all accounts, so many people have spoken out and said, these are decent, hardworking people. They asked them to come there.
Yeah.
They needed to revive the economy. They needed workers, so they came. Mm-hmm. And they're decent members of the community, and it's just despicable that they're, you know, putting targets on them.
Yeah.
How about this father speaking out? His son was killed in a horrible traffic in a car accident by a Haitian immigrant who, by the way, apparently was there legally, and it's a horrible accident.
It was an accident.
And he said, I mean, he spoke out and said, stop using my son as a political pawn for your despicable racism. I mean, I'm just sort of paraphrasing, you know, that was really striking. He said, I wish
it had been a white guy.
Right. I wish he'd been killed by a 60-year-old white guy, which I know he said, I know that's shocking, but so you would stop using us and him as a pawn in this for your hatred.
Yeah.
Anyway, but and the guy's going to jail. It was a traffic accident, and it's anyway, despicable. But yeah, here's J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Vance, what do you say to Haitian Americans and Haitian immigrants who say spreading false claims about them put their lives at risk?
Well, I don't think that no one has spread false claims.
Yes,
what
they've
said is that a small migrant community, 20,000, so it's big for the city of Springfield, but it's small compared to all Haitians in the United States of America, that small migrant community has caused a lot of problems. It's led to higher rates of communicable diseases. That's a verifiable fact. It's led to animals disappearing.
He's just gross.
He's gross.
All right.
He's gross.
Dr. Doom next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure? Like yourself, not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.